Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, coming to you from Capitol Hill, we're joined by United States Senator Dean Heller for the whole program on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities. Driving Nevada's economy. And Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program United States Senator Dean Heller. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Sam, welcome to Washington, D.C.
Thank you, and it's exciting to be broadcasting from Capitol Hill.
Yeah, good. Glad to have you here.
Thank you. Your thoughts on the Syrian situation, the Russians, the United Nations, and the president's whiplashing Senator Reid and all of this?
Yeah, no, it was, I came in last week with pretty high expectations that we were going to do some resolution. I came out, of course, in opposition of strikes in Syria. But boy, I'll tell you, things changed so quickly in 3 or 4 days. And here we are wondering now what long-term implications this may mean. I didn't support striking Syria. I didn't think that was the right thing for America to get involved in something like that again. Had conversations at the White House with both the vice president. The president came in also and spoke to us at our Republican luncheon. So we got some pretty good detailed background on what was going on over there. And after assessing all that, it was pretty clear that there was very little support from the American people, very little support from members of Congress, and frankly, the international community wasn't there either.
Do you think that the phrase red line is a phrase that presidents should not use?
I think that was a mistake. I mean, I think he set himself up and had to take necessary actions or felt compelled to take necessary actions, and it just simply didn't work. I think in the future, I think presidents will take a look at that and try to keep themselves or keep from boxing themselves in the future.
Do you trust President Putin?
Do I trust him? No. I do not. I am fascinating. You know, obviously read his column that he sent to the New York Times, written like a true socialist, that there is no exceptionalism in this world, and this country shouldn't talk about how great this country is. And like I said, he's a true socialist. And I have a hard time believing that as we were negotiating with the Russians, they were sending conventional weapons to Syria at the exact same time. And how you can have a true negotiation on weapons of mass destruction while they're delivering conventional weapons at the exact same time is hard for me to believe. Keep in mind that 95% of the Syrians, 100,000 Syrians have died. 95% of them have died with conventional weapons, and yet they were continually delivering during negotiations those weapons to them. So I have a hard time believing and trusting where these negotiations ended up.
Do you think that now Senator Reid was on the program a couple of days ago, and he was talking about the fact that, without going into the details on the briefings he gets, that our military is aware at all times of where the chemical deposits are, chemical weapons I should say are. And that the inspectors will have no problem, therefore, in finding them and being able to take care of them.
It worked out well in Iraq, didn't it?
And that's your feeling on this?
Yeah. I think that's where most Americans are. Frankly, I think that's where the international community is also. You know, both my discussions with the vice president and the president, their discussion was had Russia or China or even North Korea done the same thing. If they had used sarin gas on their people, we probably would not have gone in or talked about going in and bombing them. We did this in Syria because, as the president said, you know, we are a strong nation. We're a strong nation. We have an obligation to make the biggest impact with the least amount of pushback. And that's why we chose to make this declaration or to discuss going into Syria like this. To me, it was all for all the wrong reasons. And obviously, that came out in opposition.
The two former secretaries of defense both were quite outspoken yesterday. Did you hear their remarks?
I did not.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then let's move on. I don't want you to comment on things you've not heard, obviously. Let's change topics here. It's been 5 years since the economic crash. Dodd-Frank is only 40% implemented, and the financial institutions are having fits about the rest of it. Credit default swaps are still in play. The banks are still too big to fail.
Correct.
One's in jail. As you sit on the banking committee, what do you hear? What do you think?
Well, think about the most important news we heard was yesterday from Bernanke, and that is we're going to continue with QE3. What he declared yesterday is that the economy is slow, that unemployment's too high, and that they're not going to ratchet back this creating money out of thin air, the $85 billion that they spend every month in creating more money and buying these bonds basically out of the markets. And you saw how the markets responded. I mean, we have a Wall Street right now is drunk. They're drunk on stimulus money. And the announcement that Bernanke made yesterday just proves how drunk they are on the stimulus and the fact that how weak this economy is. We've done very little. Think about this president's been in place for 5 years now, and all he's done is reduce the unemployment by 0.5%. That's it after 5 years. And everything you said, correct. Too big to fail, still out there. We're now talking, 5 years later, we're now talking about Fannie and Freddie. 5 years after the collapse of the housing market, we're just now talking about reforming Fannie and Freddie. And I'm part of that bipartisan group to say, hey, we got to do something about this, or we're going to see a repeat. We're going to see a repeat.
Let's take a break, because we'll come back and we'll talk right about that when we come back. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Very little happens without trucks. In Nevada, professional truck drivers move 94% of all of our freight. Today, we'd like to recognize our master truck drivers, those individuals who have driven more than 1 million miles or 10 years accident-free. These professional truck drivers are among the best of all drivers, dedicated to safety on our roads and highways. We'd like to thank them and all of America's professional truck drivers, because trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects for Nevada That means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com. Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities. Driving Nevada's economy. And Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shadd.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation from Capitol Hill with United States Senator Dean Heller. And as we went to the break, you started to bring this up, so I wanted to raise it again. You are the co-sponsor of the bill that will dissolve Freddie and Fannie.
Correct.
And Federal Housing Finance Agency within will create the Federal Mortgage Insurance Corporation, modeled in part on the FDIC. How does this protect Nevada homeowners?
Well, first of all, there's two competing bills. There's one competing out of the House and one in the Senate. I think, frankly, the one that I'm working on in the Senate is far superior for a couple of reasons. The key is, the key on this is that we want 30-year mortgages still available to Nevadans. Keep in mind, last week it was announced that we're still number one in foreclosures. I think we dropped to five or six, and all of a sudden we're seeing a blip, and we're number one in foreclosures again. The key is to get Americans and get Nevadans back into their homes, and if you don't do this right, there won't be a secondary market. There won't be capitalization available for people to buy homes. So there has to be a mechanism in place. Something similar, because I want to dissolve Fannie and Freddie, but there has to be a mechanism in place, and you just mentioned it, that allows there to be capitalization, allows a secondary market, and allows some government intervention to make sure that this occurs. The House is wiping all of that out, and if that's the case, we're going to see 30-year mortgages something of the past, and if that's the case, we're not going to get these young people back into their homes or get young families and middle-class families in their
homes.
Okay,
when you say 30-year mortgages is going to be a thing of the past, what will replace them? Nothing?
Nothing. In other words, what they're saying is that we don't need a secondary market, or we don't need some kind of government intervention in order for this to occur.
So
and I disagree.
So you don't believe that local banks, statewide banks, national banks would carry that paper?
Well, we've lost half of the community banks in the state of Nevada already in the last 5 years. And you take a look at the banking practices and the consolidation of banking right now, and we're simply not seeing the kind of capital that we need. Frankly, because of this very, very weak economy, nobody's spending money at this point. But there has to be some way to keep that capital flowing. And a secondary market, obviously, and packaging mortgage-backed securities is the way to keep this the housing industry healthy. I want to see that continue, but I think there ought to be restrictions on how it works.
In the earlier segment, we were talking about your thoughts on the quantitative easing that the Fed has been doing.
Yeah.
What would you do instead?
Well, there's no short-term fix. Bottom line is we did QE1, QE2, and QE3. There is no short-term fix. The question is what do we want long-term for this country? Short-term is very, very painful. If you were to stop it, I think this market drops 2,000-4,000 points. And that's what happened after QE1. That's why they started QE2. And then they stopped QE2, and the market started tanking, and they started QE3. But the bottom line is that we are, we have a system in place that's propping up this economy, propping up interest rates, propping up the stock market, and there's nothing factual out there today.
And when you say propping up interest rates, you mean keeping them low?
Keeping them low, correct. Correct. So, you know, there has to be some market play in there, but we haven't had market play in 5 years.
New topic, medical marijuana. The administration...
How'd we get into this again?
Well, because it turns into more banking stuff. Medical marijuana, the administration said it's going to leave it to the states with some caveats. But banks were afraid to open accounts for these new businesses because of the federal laws. Yeah. Credit card processors won't have them as customers. The feds are apparently even preventing Brinks trucks from servicing them. They can't even make electronic payments to the IRS. What is being discussed, if anything, in Senate banking?
Nothing. There's very little discussion on marijuana on the banking committee. Now, I do believe that the states have a right and should, and Nevada has spoken on where they feel and what they feel about when it comes to these particular issues. I know it's illegal at the federal level, and that's why the banks and some of these financial institutions are hesitant in lending money to some of these businesses and organizations. It's a new area, so it probably ought to be discussed. I'm not pro legalization of marijuana. Let's be pretty clear on that. But I think if
are you against medical marijuana?
No. I think you let the states decide that for themselves, and as long as it's not abused and done appropriately, and there's true oversight on it, I think there's some merit in that moving in that direction. But I'm not pro, 2 ounces or 4 ounces or whatever it may be to decriminalizing marijuana.
You know, it's interesting. We both come from a state that legalized gambling when it was not legal, and it ended up being a great financial boost to the state and became, in the end, the biggest boost to the state's coffers.
Sure.
Do you foresee that marijuana, an illegal substance that was originally legal, eventually becoming a big boost to the state's
coffers? For the state of Nevada or state-run?
State of Nevada.
Well, I sure haven't had that discussion. You know, I haven't picked up the phone and had the governor call me and say, "Hey, I got this great idea." That hasn't occurred. So, whether that's potential or not, it's not on my radar screen.
All right, let's take a break. More with Senator, the bearded Senator Heller, when we come back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Very little happens without trucks. In Nevada, professional truck drivers move 94% of all of our freight. Today, we'd like to recognize our master truck drivers, those individuals who have driven more than 1 million miles or 10 years accident-free. These professional truck drivers are among the best of all drivers, dedicated to safety on our roads and highways. We'd like to thank them and all of America's professional truck drivers, because trucking moves America forward.
Why pay more when it's so much more fun to spend less at Carson Dodge in Carson City? Load up in a 2013 Quad Cab Express Hemi 4x4, only $27,800. See CarsonDodge.com.
Now, all the excitement of Power Pennies Plus on dollars, only at the Eldorado. Dynamic dollars have hit the Eldorado casino floor. Start your engines with NASCAR Virtual Racing. Take the checkered flag and win free play with progressive payouts. Get more winning power with random birthday bonuses and our fantastic Friday slot tournaments. Play Prospectors Plunge Tournaments Friday at 6, 8, and 10 p.m. Dynamic dollars, only at the Eldorado.
I'm Kathleen Sigurdson. I understand the challenges you face if you've suffered a personal injury. I've represented hundreds of victims over the last 10 years. If you've been injured, give me a call.
Envision yourself on the Truckee River. Now imagine the banks filled with trash. The Truckee provides our drinking water and a beautiful place for our children to play. But litter from summer recreation takes a huge toll. You can help make sure that first vision of a beautiful, trash-free Truckee is the only vision. Join us Saturday, September 28th, for KTMB's Truckee River Cleanup Day. It's up to us to keep the river clean and healthy every day. Together, we can keep Truckee Meadows beautiful.
Nevada Proud is presented by Nevada Dream Tags. Take your shot at the hunt of a lifetime. Learn more at nvdreamtag.org.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities. Driving Nevada's economy. And Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with United States Senator Dean Heller. Let's do a lightning round here if we can.
All right, all right. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, it's absolutely a pleasure. The Republican war on Republicans, the libertarian side of the party versus the moderate side of the party. How is this going to affect the near-term future of the party, and where do you stand?
Well, obviously, it's had impact. We saw it during the last election cycle. In fact, if you take a look at the United States Senate, 2 years ago, we were sitting here thinking Republicans were going to take control. And I'm a big believer that to win a race, you have to have a good campaign, you have to have a good candidate, and you have to have both. Now, you can have both and lose, and I think Scott Brown was a good example of that in Massachusetts, but you can't win without both. And so we're seeing the same dynamics now going in 2 years later. The state of Georgia is a good example where you have some very conservative candidates, and the key is to win races. And I want the most conservative person that can win being the nominee for these Senate races. And if we do that, I think we could take the majority.
Do you consider yourself to be on the moderate side of this, or do you see yourself on Ted Cruz's side of this?
I think I'm on the practical side. I want the most conservative person. Yes, the most conservative person that can win the race to get the nomination.
The NSA, as we've discovered, has the ability to track our lives in detail, even without reading our emails. Do you respect citizen privacy more than you support the government's ability to invade it? And what are you prepared to do or say about it?
No, I think I've been pretty outspoken on this issue dealing with the NSA, and I'm opposed to what they're trying to do. This is, to me, creeping into our civil liberties, and I have been very, very supportive in pushing back on some of the surveillance techniques. I've voted against numerous pieces of legislation, like the Patriot Act, 5 times since I've been here, because this is what's going to happen if we continue to give these government agencies this kind of authority or this kind of power. And frankly, they abuse it, and they did in this case.
Yucca's back in the news. Yeah. Is there any other use for it that you would support apart from storing nuke waste? And also transportation routes are no longer being discussed.
Well, I'd love to see Yucca Mountain as a big data center. You could make it the federal data center for the country. One of the nice things about Southern Nevada and Nevada as a whole is we have very few natural disasters. And if you put together a data center and put it that in Yucca Mountain, I mean, it could be the data center of the country. We have Switch down in Las Vegas now. They do a great job, but they say their only real problem that they have now is a plane flying into their building. Now, if you put that in Yucca Mountain, then obviously you could take care of that problem too. So there's some real good uses, I think, outside of storing nuclear waste in Yucca Mountain. I think a data center would be a great example of that.
Are you still concerned about transportation routes for any kind of nuclear waste?
Of course. And our delegation talks about it all the time. We've always been on the same page. We've always pushed back. And, there was a vote in the House just a month or so ago on the transportation, on the Yucca Mountain issue itself, and everybody but 90, I think, so well over 300 members of the House of Representatives, Republicans and Democrats, are all saying, let's still shove this in Nevada. So we'll continue to fight back.
You're co-sponsoring a bill that would stop any beltway exemption for Obamacare.
Correct.
It mandates that Congress and staff have to purchase their insurance on the exchanges without taxpayer subsidies. Will this stop any outrage? Do you think that Congress will be getting breaks that others won't?
Well, first of all, that's a policy that I have. If something's good enough for the American people, it should be good enough for members of Congress. And I think the one outrage that nobody is talking about is the fact that President Obama himself is exempt from Obamacare. And why nobody asks him that question, or why he won't agree to go on. Vice President, everybody in the White House, the people that wrote the bill, are now opposed to actually serving within it being in the system itself. So there's something wrong. There is something wrong. And John Adams talked about this years ago, saying that the problem with Congress is going to be they're going to start exempting themselves from the very laws that they're going to push on the American people. And when we get to this point, this country is going to falter. And I think that's where we are now. And now they're talking about a subsidy, a federal subsidy, that they're going to have the taxpayers pay 75% of our cost in Obamacare, where no other citizen in the country is going to get the same benefit. Why should Congress be different? If we're going to pass a law And by the way, it was my amendment in the Ways and Means Committee when I was in the House that said members of Congress have to abide by this law. And they do. Members of Congress do. But in leadership, their staff doesn't have to. White House, they don't have to. Frankly, if I'm going to lose my health care, if I'm going to lose my health care that I have today, I want John Roberts to lose his too.
All right. Quick answer on this one.
Yeah.
In your election victory over Shelley Berkley, your campaign increased support over your victories over Jill Derby in Washoe County. What do you attribute that to?
Repeat the question, if you would.
In your election victory over Shelley Berkley, your campaign increased support over your victories over Jill Derby in Washoe County. What do you attribute that to? It was the key to your victory.
Right, right. I agree it was. And we always, the argument's always made that, you know, the that she'll probably do better than I will in Clark, and I'll do better than her in the rurals. And that was all true. And at the end of the day, the race is going to be out of Washoe County. And historically, for the last dozen or so years, Washoe County has determined the outcome of most of these statewide races. It's a personal relationship. You know, I've been out there now for 6.5 years, and if you call my office, you're going to get a call back. You send an email to my office, you're going to get an answer. You write my office a letter, we're going to write you back. I do teletown hall meetings.
Okay, and I got to cut you off here, but the bottom line
every week,
is constituent
every week.
Services.
Absolutely.
And that's where we got to leave it. Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thanks.
And the bid looks good. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
When you want to be cool, trust family-owned. For over 35 years, Cavalero Heating and Air Conditioning. Call today.
Imagine a new Fiat 500 starting at just $14,995.
Hold it. No offense, but you're blocking my beautiful car.
Oh, okay. Besides front-wheel drive, you'll get up to 40 miles per gallon highway and...
Come on, Don. When she talks, people listen.
Easy, boys. Let's try this. You can even upgrade to a lifetime warranty. And we've got a selection of almost 100 to choose from. For the best of both worlds, sexy Italian design.
And gas mileage Americans will love. Have no fear, Fiat is here.
See your Northern Nevada Honda dealer now.
Quarterback takes the snap. Oh, he fakes a handoff, and he's making a run for Mattress Discounter's ball kickoff sale. Now save up to $300 on Sealy Posturepedic and Serta mattress sets. Even get 24 months interest-free financing on every Tempur-Pedic. You're going to love their football field size selection. This calls for a little touchdown dance. Don't miss the fall kickoff sale at Mattress Discounters.
Mattress Discounters.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, the voice of Nevada's auto retail industry, committed to our communities, driving Nevada's economy. And Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
On our next broadcast from Capitol Hill, Congressman Mark Amadei will join us. We'll see you then.